Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about this year's Michigan Predator Quest, Kevin Bush. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on to talk about the event taking place. We were talking before we went on a little earlier than last year, and there's a good reason for that.
Yes, this year we're going to run on this full moon phase here in January instead of holding off until February. And that way, this time or this year, we can focus on allowing the hunters to harvest bobcats in the lower zones here, where last year we had it in February and they could only harvest bobcats in the northern zone. So this way it livens up the competition a little bit.
Gotcha, man. Now it starts up on, Thursday, January 17th, right?
Yep. It starts Thursday, January 17th at 7 o'clock, and it runs all the way till Saturday, January 19th.
All right. Now, explain to us what's going to happen over those 3 days. How do people get involved with this, and what's going to happen?
Okay, well, what this is a 48-hour game call only. It's our seventh annual, so this is our seventh year in a row now. Nice. And what it is it's $55 for teams of 1 to 3 men or women, of course. And you'll release, if you're from this local area, you'll release from the Logan Township Hall over there off 55 in Prescott. And you'll get to go hunt for 48 hours, and you must be back to the Knights of Columbus this year in West Branch at 7 o'clock on Saturday. And, just go have fun, be safe, follow the laws. That's the biggest thing is not harvesting bobcats at nighttime. You can only harvest those during the daytime, but you can harvest the fox and the coyote, all night long.
All right. Everybody meets back at the Knights of Columbus Hall then after it's all done on that Saturday night, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have, that's where our banquet's going to be, which it's been at the fairgrounds in the past, but this year we had to move over here and, you meet up over there at 7 o'clock sharp and you get your animals checked in, and we got a prime rib catered banquet meal there and just tons of camaraderie. You've been there in the past.
It's just
jam-packed, and, you got the door prizes and raffles, and it's just a great community event.
It really is. And of course you get, as you mentioned, a nice meal with that too. But there's a registration deadline, which is happening this week, right?
Yep. January 10th. We had to cut it off.
Yeah.
So that way we kind of know where we're at food wise. And with the rate that this hunt is growing, we really need to stay on top of things. So we know who's coming and make sure we got a meal. And, we try to have a door prize for every single hunter.
Boy, no doubt. And as mentioned, a great night. So this Thursday is the deadline. Now, how do they get involved with this, Kevin?
Well, you can call Greg David at 989-387-2173. Or you can call me, Kevin Bush, at 989-254-9059. And we can set you up or let you know where we actually have entry forms. We have a lot of entry forms throughout the county at a lot of our local sponsors, just a couple of them. The Ace Hardwares, Rose City, West Branch, Lovewell's Corner Store. There's entry forms there. M65 Bait, they have entry forms there. But either way, there's a whole list. We could set you up with where you could pick one up, or you can email MichiganPredatorQuest@yahoo.com, and we can shoot you one over that way, too, as well. But you got to get signed up by the 10th, and that way you can get in the running to get some good money and prizes.
Boy, yeah, indeed, and have a great time, too. Michigan Predator Quest, Thursday, January 17th through Saturday, January 19th. And again, Kevin Bush, the guy who puts this all together. Kevin, thanks for joining us today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future, my friend.
Thanks again, Kevin. I appreciate it, and you make sure you have a good day now.